Episode 1858, Break Out in Order to Grow Up.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy, happy day, you rise and shine, and it's a brand new day. So come on, put a smile on your face and joy in your heart. It's time to break out in order to grow up. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Every new seed needs a storm to break out in order to grow up. Life is not about waiting for the storm to pass, but learning to dance in the rain. Why do we look at our days with disgust and worry that nothing is going to get better? Why is that our everyday outlook? We get up on Monday mornings with an excuse. We roll over on Tuesdays and hit the snooze button. By the time Thursday comes around, we're just like, I'm not even getting up. I'll wait for another 20 minutes. But as the week goes on, the hours pass and the days go by. There we are, stuck. Stuck in the mess, most of which we've created. We lose hope in the smallest things. A small disagreement seems to be a war lost. A wait of 5 minutes in line for lunch seems to be a car accident. Nothing is lost instantaneously except a life taken. That's the only exception. And if that happens, your world does shift immediately. But for our everyday messes, nothing happens overnight. It builds over time. Yet we act as if the world is falling apart every day. We have freakout moments. We get on social media and we go looking for a quick answer, a pick-me-up, only to find more distress. We go and pick up the kids from an activity, only to find out that they got into some, rift with another friend. And now you have to go home and take care of that. Or you get a call from the principal's office. Your husband calls you from work. Not real happy. You missed a bill payment. We act as if the world is falling apart, but really, is it? Where's your perspective today? Break out in order to grow up. You may not have control of everything, but you do have control of your responses. Instead of waiting for all the stars to align for life's storms to pass, learn to dance in the rain. You know, spring is right around the corner, and I don't know about you, but I am so excited about spring. If that little crazy Punxsutawney Phil can say we're going to have an early spring, sign me up. I am there. I think about with spring, and spring is what? A rebirth, new growth. A seed dances in the rain in order to grow. You see, the seed is tossed about the ground. The seed is given sun. Then the rain is absorbed by the seed coat, which over time cracks. Once the coat is cracked, the seed continues to feed and then begins to grow. We can hold on to the chaos and wither in despair, but to grow takes stretching and shaping. It takes trusting in what we've been given. Where in your day do you have doubts? Where do you feel like you are drowning? You're not alone. However, you must realize that the best is yet to come. A seed cannot bear fruit without being cracked. An oak tree won't grow until the acorn, the seed, is broken. Now, have you ever tried to crack an acorn? Well, I can actually tell you that I tried to crack it with my head. I went to this event, and I believe it was with my sorority. I don't remember exactly the complete story, but I think my husband does, because I went back and told him the story, and he just thought it was hilarious. I did not. And in fact, I was unpacking a box just a few days ago, and our youngest son, G-Man, he saw in my little bend there an acorn. And I looked at it and I was like, I bet you that's the one. You see, I was under a really, really big oak tree. In fact, it was so big that the under branches, right where, you know, you can see that's closest to me, were feet and feet and feet away. It would have taken multiple ladders for me to get there. This was such an old oak tree. But as I stood there that afternoon under the oak tree, there it was, this drop of an acorn right on my head. Now, I don't know if the squirrels were having fun and throwing things at me, but it hit me so hard, it stunned me for just a moment. It got my attention. And at first, I thought maybe I cracked the acorn. And actually, we kind of laugh about it, and we said we did because we did see a little crack. That's how much of a hardhead I am, but that's for another episode. But you understand that the acorn is so hard. And in order for it to grow such a great, huge, magnificent oak tree, the seed itself has to be broken. It has to be cracked. It has to be softened. Break out in order to grow up. God has so much in store for your life, but you underestimate his faithfulness. And I get it. I challenge him on this too. I question him and I say, Lord, I've been asking for this. Lord, this is what I've been hoping for and praying for, not just for 1 hour, but for years. Yeah, some of them are requests that are like 2 days old and others are like decades old. And I question him saying, Lord, why did you answer this, but you haven't answered this? And you know what? Then he surprises me. Christiane, I have been faithful. You are just looking in all the wrong places. But when you're wanting something different, it's going to require you to do something differently. There will be times that you feel like an earthquake is happening in your life. But in actuality, it's God opening and closing doors. There's movement, but not disaster. Break out in order to grow up. So where's your concern that it's going to be a hard day? I want you to take a closer look and see if by chance you're missing the stretching of God. His handprints might be all over it. You have to be willing to break out in order to grow up. Do what you can do in your life and then let God do the rest. All you have to do is be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.